repeat the comments of Deputy Ryan, my colleague Deputy Ryan, our disappointment that the Minister didn't stay for the entire debate. This is an emergency. This is a profound emergency across the state. And the Minister who is responsible to this Oireachtas for that issue of housing didn't stay, I think, more than half an hour. So an hour and a half of the debate he wasn't here to listen to. But I appreciate you being here, Minister, and perhaps you can convey what I'm about to say directly to him when you speak to him. It's about the emergency in Donegal, west of Ireland, and possibly 13 or 14 counties of defective blocks. Now, we had a major conference in Donegal last week where we had experts from Canada, the USA, Norway, Switzerland and the UK who had examined the laboratory tests of blocks from Donegal, and they had diagnosed what is really happening. And it is their expert opinion that pyrrhotite, iron sulfites, are the actual cause of what's happening, even though there have been regulations in place for about 20 years, European regulations, even though internationally it's been known about the damage that these sulfites can do if they're not regulated properly in quarries. So this crisis and the responsibility of government and the state for this crisis is worse than we originally understood. It's getting worse. What I want to ask you tonight, Minister, and please discuss this with Minister Dara O'Brien tomorrow. I'm urging you to please discuss what I'm about to say with him. We need to test. This state needs to ensure the testing of foundations. If you look at the experience in the United States and Connecticut in terms of pyrrhotite in foundations, that has led to a major initiative where a large number of homes, hundreds of homes, have had to have the foundations removed. Hundreds of homes. We need to test the foundations of homes now. The foundations and blocks. That's the clear scientific advice from these experts. So I'm saying that you have now put in place a scheme that doesn't provide for the testing of foundations, which is incredible. Even when there was testimony and evidence at the Oireachtas Housing Committee as part of the legislation passed earlier this year, you know, even then, it still hasn't been agreed to. You're potentially wasting millions and millions of taxpayers' money where you could be asking them to rebuild their homes on foundations that are not stable. So if in doubt, test the foundations. That's the clear advice from these experts, and I'm appealing that that happen. Now, Dr. Andreas Lehmann, who's an internationally renowned expert from Switzerland, he visited one of the homes of the affected families in Donegal, the home of Sharon Moss. I've been in that house too. You wouldn't ask any human being, nor animal, to live in a house such as this. Black mould on all of the internal walls that interact with the external walls, all around the house. After 20 minutes, Dr. Andreas Lehmann said he was coughing. And we expect human beings, never mind, animals shouldn't be living in a house like that, never mind human beings. This family are stuck. They cannot get financial assistance to relocate. So Minister, that takes me to my next point. I am begging you at this stage, begging you, for God's sake, how can we allow dozens of families right now to live in homes that are not fit for human habitation? How many weeks do I have to come in to this chamber and beg ministers to intervene, to please get the housing agency, Donegal County Council, to meet these families and get them out now? Why are you forcing families to live in houses with black mould, strangling their family and their kids? Why are you doing that? Why are you asking families to live when masonry could fall down on top of them any minute? It's only the mercy of God it hasn't happened already. So this is an emergency right now in Ireland. It's an earthquake happening in slow motion. And I'm begging you at this stage to please have an initiative now to get those families out of these homes. To get these families out of these homes. You know, does it take us being shamed where international experts toured these houses last week? They were on RTE. They said it's the worst examples they've seen in the world. The United States, Canada, Norway, Switzerland, United Kingdom, all these different countries have experienced this. This is the worst in the world that we're experiencing. So please, will you just get this sorted? Whenever you think about the wider housing emergency, will you intervene as soon as possible, talk to Minister Dara O'Brien and get this sorted out?
That concludes the debate.